Welcome to another episode of Views from the Parking Lot. It's your boy Terrell. You know I like to start with sports, so I'ma just get into it. Let's start with the game from last night. It was an ugly game to me. It really was. I was expecting way more scoring, especially from the Falcons and the Eagles. Like, Super Bowl champs and the runner-up Super Bowls before that, I was expecting points to be put up, and my score that I predicted was 31-28, and we didn't get anywhere near that at all. The score was 18-12, Philly won. It was just ugly. I told y'all it was going to happen with the flags. It wasn't too many illegal hits, but it was just a sloppy game. You can tell it's the beginning of the season. Like, these are two polished offensive teams. I didn't see anything polished about them last night. So, I'm pretty sure it's just the jitters of the beginning of the season and things of that sort. But they'll get it together, but last night was really, really, really not cool. But, so since we're talking about football, I'ma just predict the scores as I see the games. So bear with me. First game I see is Texans versus Patriots. That game's gonna be closer than a lot of us think. Deshaun Watson's is back. J.J. Watt's back on that defensive part with Jadeveon Clowney, so it's going to be a hell of, Whitney Merciless too. That's going to be a hell of a pass rush. But I still think Brady finds a way to pull it out. Their defense is very opportunistic. They just do their job, and that's all you can ask. So I give it to the Patriots. Another close game, maybe 30 to like 28 or something like that. A really, really close game. Just everyone keep their eyes open for that. Bills versus the Ravens. I don't see the Bills giving us too much of a run, but also the Ravens are known for allowing shitty teams to stay in the game, so I'm not going to put that past it. But I definitely give that to the Ravens. Score, if our offense can click, if we could score 21, we're going to win the game. So I'm going to say about 24-10. I don't know. Shit, our defense is really good. So, Jaguars versus Giants. That's going to be a hell of a game right there. That's going to be a hell of a game. I told you, I don't trust the Jaguars offense too much, but the defense, this is star-studded defense, period. Giants, Odell's back with that contract, so Jalen Ramsey will be checking Odell, and that is a matchup to look for right there. That's going to be a hell of a game. Make sure y'all tune into that. Comes on 1 o'clock Eastern time. And it is in New York. Jaguars at the Giants. That's going to be a hell of a game. The Buccaneers and Saints. I give it to the Saints. A lot of people are predicting the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts? I don't think the Saints will make the Super Bowl. The Saints are one of those teams that had the talent in the world, and they just can't put it together, you know. So we'll see. 49ers and Vikings. I could really care less about this game, but I do like Jimmy G from the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo, he came from the school of Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give it to the 49ers. I like their offensive squad anyway. Vikings, I like Stephon Diggs, that's about it. Titans and Dolphins. And that sounds like an ugly game, but I'm gonna have to get to the Titans. Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota, Delanie Walker, they have a nice little trio right there. I think Rashad Matthews still play there. But they got some receivers that can make plays too, so I'm gonna give it to the Titans. Brent Grimes still play for the Dolphins. He's a pretty good corner. They have a decent defense, but I don't see their offense being able to put up points, so I give it to the Titans.
get sleepy.
Bengals and the Colts. I hope Andy. I hope Andrew Luck. Not Andy Dalton. I'm sorry. I hope Andrew Luck get his shit together. He's missed a lot of games, but I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. One of the smartest quarterbacks I've ever seen. All you got to do is get back in the swing of the game. It's going to be a problem for everybody. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Colts end up beating the Bengals. Bengals are another team, have all the talent. You know, Geno Atkins, AJ, Andy. But they can't put it together. So we'll see. Steelers and Browns. If Le'Veon don't play, the Browns fucking around beat the Steelers. That's just me being honest, yo. Le'Veon needs to play. He's a big part of that offense. He commands more than one person to stick him, which leaves AB open. If there's no Le'Veon, they're going to, like, really have their eye on AB, which could cause problems for the Steelers. So,
yeah.
I'm so damn sleepy. I keep yawning. My bad, y'all. Chiefs and the Chargers. We all know about Chargers with Melvin Ingram and, you know, on the defensive side, Joey Bosa and Casey Hayward. They got a nice little squad, but these Chiefs are, I want to say, boom or bust. That's why they're my sleeper team. Because they have, like, this unknown potential. But Pat Mahomes is a really good quarterback. I'm not sure if a lot of you watched him at Texas Tech, but he had that record-setting game. Him and, I think it was Oklahoma. Yeah, when they were going at it, just putting up points. Pat Mahomes is not scared of the moment, so I think he's going to shock us. Well, shock y'all. I believe in Pat Mahomes. He has a really big arm. I just need him to be a little bit more consistent and make, you know, good decisions. But being behind Alex Smith hopefully told him that. There's nothing wrong with the check down. So, yeah, let's see. I'll give it to the Chiefs. Seahawks and Broncos. Now, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to here. Seahawks and Broncos. The Broncos has a really good defense. So does the Seahawks. Not really in love with these offenses, though. But if me just sitting here thinking, go with offense, I would give it to the Seahawks. Russell Wilson is a proven Super Bowl, you know, champion. So I'm going to give it to him. Let's see what's up. Cowboys and Panthers. Panthers on my sleeper team, so I'm going to give it to the Panthers. Who can stop Cam? Even when he lost the Super Bowl, he had a hell of a game. That's how only Cam can stop Cam. We just going to put that up there. That man is a freak of nature. This nigga like LeBron James size playing quarterback. If he can work with his accuracy, it's going to be a problem. Plus, he has too many weapons around him. McCaffrey's going to have a hell of a year, you know? I just got a Greg Olsen. He has different weapons, fun shit. You never know who's going to get the ball. If he can be a little bit more accurate, is the right for the league. Redskins and Cardinals. Alex Smith is behind the helm in Washington, so I give it to Washington. He's a very good game manager. So, yeah, they have a lot of weapons, too. I really like this dude, Chris Thompson. He's on my fantasy team, so I gotta give him a shout out, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the game yesterday. Atlanta lost, that's cool. Julio had a hell of a game, and he is on my fantasy team, so, you know, big up to my nigga Julio. You know what I'm saying? I be around the way. I'ma holler at you. I appreciate that, what you did for a real nigga. But back to these games. I definitely see the Redskins beating the Cardinals. I can't even name you anymore from the Cardinals except Fitz. Oh, and Chandler Jones. He's pretty good, but yeah, other than that, I don't know who's throwing Fitz the ball. No, is it one of them rookies, right? I think so. Yeah, definitely. I give it to Washington if it's a rookie throwing the ball. Bears-Packers. This is the 8 o'clock game. This is a rivalry. This is going to be a good game, especially with Khalil Mack and Chicago. That just made this game that much more interesting. But A-Rod, he'll definitely be in the MVP race this year. This is hard. Khalil Mack really made this prediction a little bit. One person made this prediction that much harder. Who is A-Rod throwing the ball to in the first place? Nobody knows, huh? Alright, cool. Yeah, I'm going to just rock with the Packers. I don't know too much about the, you know, the Bears offense, but I do know the Packers defense is another opportunistic defense, and I know that offense is ran by fucking Aaron Rodgers, and there's not too many quarterbacks better than him. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep it a stack. He's better than Brady. Brady's just the GOAT, because why is Brady the GOAT? He just wins, period. A-Rod gets injured a lot more than Brady do, in my opinion. They both make receivers better. Brady's team is just overall better. That may be why he's better than A-Rod. Coaching is better. Everything's better in the New England organization. That if A-Rod had the same, you know, keys driving him, I mean, keys or, you know, the same team behind him that Brady has, I feel like he would be up there, but he doesn't, so.
Yeah.
He fucking around and win MVP this year, though, so keep your eyes open for that. Jets and the Lions. Sam Darnold will most likely start for the Jets. Lions, Matt Stafford. So, Sam Darnold and Matt Stafford both are gunslingers, just simply put it. It comes down to defense. Whose defense can stop who? And if that's the case, I'm going to give it to the Lions. Matt Stafford has proved time and time again that he's one of the clutchest players to ever step foot in the NFL. People don't give him the respect he deserves, period. But they going, you feel me? They going to get this dub. Matt Stafford will be a Hall of Famer before his career is done. And the last game is the Rams versus the Raiders. The Raiders, y'all about to get y'all ass whooped, yo. The Rams defense is crazy. And the Raiders let go of Khalil Mack. Let's not forget that. So who's going to get after fucking Jared Goff and shit? I don't think y'all have enough pass rush. And maybe I'll see it on Monday. Maybe y'all shock me. Maybe y'all surprise me. Who knows? But as of right now, there's no way the Raiders are beating the Rams. At all. At all, yo. I don't see that happening. Yo, 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 yo. Just wanted to touch on a few things in music this past week. Of course, I'm going to start with the Eminem album. I don't think it was his best body of work, but he definitely killed that. He went at everybody head. Maybe people were saying that maybe he's too, you know, old. Why is he still trying to prove he can rap? I like it. With the way everything's going today with the auto-tune and they just rhyming words. I mean, Eminem's doing the same thing, but it sounds better, I guess, because it's Shady. He's always been one of my favorites, so I'm biased. So, hey, fuck y'all. I think it was pretty good. Not to mention that he was rapping over some fire-ass beats, some beats that these kids nowadays will rap over, so I think it just proves his, you know, his wit, his lyricism, just some things these rappers don't have nowadays. I will say that MGK's freestyle was crazy. I been knew he could rap, though, you know, ever since Wild Boy wasn't a good testament to his skills, but Invincible. He had a lot of songs that people don't even know about, but I'm glad people are starting to, you know, realize that this guy's a lyrical genius as well. It's sad to say that, in my opinion, these two Caucasian men are two of the top rappers in the game in 2018. And that's saying a lot. You know, black people, get on y'all shit. There's no way. There's no way. I'm sorry. Two white men should be better than majority of you black men rapping when it originated in fucking New York. Come on, yo. Come on, bro. Get your shit together. That's really crazy to me. And then another problem. I know y'all seen Nicki on Ellen. Like, yo, just let that shit rock. He outsold you. You feel me? You, like, the way she's acting is making me not want to like her. Like, she's really bitter. Like, just let shit rock, yo. You feel me? If he did some wrong shit, karma gonna come back. Like, you just giving this so much attention. I'm pretty sure you still trying to promote some way, but nah, sis. You just sold. And it's not even a little bit of albums. You just came in number two. You've been number two your whole career. You've just been number one with the women because it was nobody else. Now Cardi said you're number two. It's okay. Just settle in that number two spot. I don't see anybody coming for that number two spot in the mall, so I don't really get why you're really that angry. So I think you just need to chill out. Take the number two spot. Queen Radio, ain't nobody touching that. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing you got. Yo, you just need to be happy, yo. You just really need to be happy. That's all I'm saying. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Prince, and I'm here to tell you that today's episode was brought to you by absolutely nobody. My bad. I was just being a dick. But I do want to thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Definitely appreciate your support, and we're going to keep this thing moving. Yeah, so the question of the day that I wanted to touch on is marriage overrated? I heard this question, I've seen this question everywhere. And to be honest, it's quite sad that we got to this point in this generation. Why is marriage overrated? I would say no. Marriage is not overrated if you know, love the person. But nowadays, people, you know, just want to have sex and all that, you know, shit like that. Niggas not really in love, so that's why nobody's getting married. The marriage rate is way down from when our parents were, you know, out roaming the streets. It's just a different world, yo. Niggas is just for themselves, trying to, you know, everybody thinking about what they might be missing. That's a problem. Everyone just so enticed by these worldly things, worldly people, and it's no good for them. So then when they go out and have, you know, have their fun and they realize it's no good for them, it's too late to go back to that person that really loved you. So is marriage overrated? No, marriage is not overrated. Being single, or I mean, well, I can see both sides. Just being able to control your destiny, not being tied to one person, I can see how that's very helpful. But it's not helpful when all of us, a lot of people, are suffering from anxiety, shit like that. Just not willing to trust people because of the things we're doing to ourselves. Like, if y'all just dating, of course that guy can go talk to somebody else. Don't get mad when you see that. If it's not, you feel me, if it's not monogamous, if he niggas just having fun, don't question that man about anything. That's where a lot of people go wrong. Is, oh, we ain't doing nothing, but then you getting your feelings when you see somebody else on their line. Like, no, that's where the lines get crossed. You know what I'm saying? If y'all just doing y'all thing, then keep doing y'all thing. Don't try to contaminate what's going on because you and your feelings. If you was going to feel some type of way about this, then you should have locked Shorty down. You know what I'm saying? But it's not overrated. What's overrated is people wanting their cake and eat it too. Me, personally, I don't like hauling around. I don't. It's too much to deal with. You got to deal with all these different, you know, feelings and different personalities. And I'm not like that. I like to get used to one person. Not saying I wife everybody come my way, but yeah, I don't see how y'all just be out here, you know, fucking, and then wonder why your feelings are all over the place, and niggas ain't shit, and you don't trust bitches for the you know, niggas. Like, y'all don't think about shit like this. I don't understand people that complain about circumstances they created. You feel me? Like, you cannot complain about something you created. Fix it. You feel me? We need to be working on ourselves, honestly. A lot of us are fucked up in it. I know I am. We need to be working on ourselves. And then whatever happens, happens. But until then, hey, even if y'all still single, you need to have somebody on your side that you can trust, period. Somebody you tell everything to, a best friend, so to speak. And not that bullshit ass, that's my bro, and y'all be fucking, no, that's different. I mean, like a best friend. Like, y'all could have had sex, that's cool, but I mean, someone that's on that level with you mentally that understands the shit that you're going through. That's the person you marry. That person right there. That's the person you marry. Not the person that got the most clout. Not the person that, you know, known. If you get married for, like, the wrong reason, like, for money and shit, don't do it, please. That's how a lot, like, I don't know, bro. If you gonna get married, make sure it's for the long run, because it's, I know y'all heard the saying, it's easy to get in trouble, hard to get out. It's easy to get married. Very easy to get married. It's also very hard to get out. So, I'm just saying, learn yourself first. Learn what you like and don't like. Go apply that to the world. Most likely you won't find a person that matches all these qualities, but you may find somebody that checks off, you know, 8 of your top 10. Nobody's perfect. And I'm pretty sure you damn well know you're not perfect. It's some shit going on in your life that needs to be fixed too, right? So give other people the benefit of the doubt. That's all I'm asking. But yeah, work on yourself. Have somebody beside you when it's about that time, then y'all go for it. Marriage is not overrated. What's overrated is the fact that everyone blames their, you know, dysfunctions on someone else. Own up to that shit. You put yourself in these positions. You put yourself in a position to be dating a lot of people. When you do that, you spreading love around. You spreading, you know, you opening your heart more than what you know. So when something as little as you see somebody comment under her picture like, oh, you beautiful, that messes with you, right? You need to tell that girl your feelings. Maybe she feels different. But until then, you cannot get mad. Until y'all together, you can't get mad. Just keep doing your thing, bro. Keep doing your thing.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.